Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In modern society, we have access to a court system to settle cases of defamation. But as Scott Taylor, an associate professor of history at Siena College, explains, in centuries past, men took the defense of honor into their own hands, often with violent results.
How does literature relate to real life? This is an age-old question, especially for literature that comes from the distant past, when it might be one of the only ways to imagine what life was like. Calderón de la Barca and Lope de Vega, playwrights of Spain's 17th century Golden Age, wrote a body of plays called honor plays, where honor and adultery drove the plot. Seen as a rigid code, honor was supposedly all about women's sexual purity, and men had to defend the honor of their women through bloody revenge, even if it meant killing their own wives or daughters, as they did in an even smaller subset of honor plays called the wife murder plays. According to the Golden Age stage, honor seemed like a trap that forced men and women into a bloody concern for reputation and sexual purity. But if you look at criminal records from 17th century Spanish towns, you'll find that honor in real life was actually quite flexible. One could de-escalate conflicts over honor as well as escalate them. Furthermore, honor was not just about sex. People fought over debts, too, arguing and even dueling about whether someone owed someone else money and whether the debtor was honorable enough and solvent enough to pay it back. Furthermore, bloody revenge was not the only way to settle honor disputes. Going to the judge was a perfectly honorable way to get back at one's enemies. So, honor was pragmatic. One could shout or fight over honor if it felt like a good strategy towards pursuing a conflict with one's neighbors, or not if it didn't seem useful. In real life, unlike the Golden Age stage, honor wasn't an inviolable code, but instead a rhetorical strategy, ready to be used or not, depending on context. The real tragedy of the honor plays wasn't so much that honor inflicted violence and shame on people caught up in its grip, but that the protagonists of the plays didn't really understand how honor was supposed to work.
That was Scott Taylor of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.